Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of all of this evening's regular business, and now we'll move on to old business. We got two cases, and our first case is, what, $11,799? Hometown Realty, so I can find it. Okay. Hello, you got me too, okay? Thank you. Let me share this with you then.
802, let's see what 802.
What was the answer? So is there a 29-foot variance from the 60 feet? Close to front yard setback.
The structure is non-conforming and already encroaches. And the request was for a covered vestibule on the outside of the building.
Right.
It was suggested that it might be for handicap, but it was realized that it is currently handicap accessible.
Right, and they wanted to put one of those air things in there, is that right?
No, the opposition suggested an air door, but on the inside, but that's not, I don't think that's what they prefer.
Okay.
This is for like the whole wheelchairs and two, where they said it was handicap, no, accessible, but that was for when they come in, make it bigger.
Well, I think the primary reason that they wanted it was for their patrons to have cover in coming into the building. And to have a to reduce the cost of heating and air conditioning, simply because a vestibule would airlock the outside from the inside.
And open up the door, the rain, the elements came in, the rain and the heat and so forth.
Right.
Another reason of having that, give a little more.
The opposition did make a good point that, you know, I think that, you know, that could be done inside as well. But they do have, they are using that space right now for restaurant space.
Right.
You know, it,
Excuse me.
I don't know, it kind of sounded to me like they may be outgrowing the building.
Maybe the east building, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But.
And the building's already encroaching almost, 17.2 feet into the setback.
They leased this building, didn't they? They didn't own this building, did they?
They lease it.
They lease it, and it's non-conforming. And it already encroaches into the 60-foot.
Right. So. I know that.
You know, obviously, and the applicant, I don't think, isn't, at least the same, it's not the same name as the owner, someone else owns it.
Well, they were asking, they were requesting 12-foot, but they said they can make out if she could, like 8 feet. If they had to be, cut it down to that. I'm trying to bring it back to me quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things.
But however, that didn't give it enough, so go ahead.
The one item to bring back to Mr. Mills's point was the question about the handicap access. I believe that one of the things that she had mentioned was that in that vestibule, there needed to be space for somebody with a handicap wheelchair to be able to maneuver. So I think that was part of the reason for.
Coming at the exit, if they could, the 12-foot, I mean, she could get, but the 12-foot they would need, if possible.
And I think she stated that they could otherwise put the vestibule on the inside and be handicap compliant, ADA compliant, except that it would just take up.
Take away from their limited space.
Restaurants or eating space.
On the other side, they couldn't, the door was used, so I was okay with it.
He said in item five here, right, to relate to exactly what you guys are talking about, we are requesting a variance to build a vestibule for health, safety purposes. We asked for 8 to 10, and of course, they'll take 8. Granted, instead of the originally 12-foot, this would give us enough space for wheelchair in the vestibule, for waiting area for the customers. In conclusion, main purpose for this addition is to keep our customers safe, satisfied by not exposing them to any issues mentioned above.
I'm okay with 12-foot then.
12-foot?
Well, that's what they said. I mean, she said she could do it. She'd like to have a 12, but she could go with the 8 or 10, whatever, but I could go with that. Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
I'd go with a 12.
Mr. Riggers?
12.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm okay with it.
Mr. Mills?
I
Well, you know, I think it's being created by the applicant, so. I think the vestibule could go inside.
Okay, well, I could.
Since you lose tables, right, she puts it inside.
I'm sorry?
She loses tables, so she would put it inside.
Yeah, she, yeah, the take from the customers.
Yeah.
Right, but if the business continues to grow, they're gonna come back and ask for more space?
We ain't got no more space.
We have no more space.
We'll give you a variance to move your house.
Move your building.
Move your building.
The building. Into compliance.
Yeah, into compliance.
I mean, there's a lot of space behind the property.
Right.
Right.
But for us, she said it.
Took the words out of my mouth. I said, next time I'm gonna tell you to move your building.
Yeah, move it, yeah.
Behind it probably is probably where the cook's at and everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, then, if there's no further discussion, and if the board's ready then to vote, I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Rickard. Do I have a motion on the case, Mr. Rickard? Okay, hearing none.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,799 for 12 feet. That's the variance that they're looking for, is that correct?
Yes.
You all agree with the 12 feet?
Yes.
Okay, and based on the property is unique and to the point where it's been there for quite a while and they cannot go anywhere with this building that they have now. They also have an approval, don't they, for someone out there alongside them? Didn't they have an approval?
They had letters of support.
Yeah, they had letters of support.
They did.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. So I wanted to make sure that was.
Yep.
And it cannot otherwise be developed doing what they want to do. And it's not being, I don't believe it's being created by the applicant because the difficulty is that their home is so, I mean, their business is so close to the road. Will not alter essential character in the neighborhood, and it's the minimum variance that they're requesting.
Okay, make that a motion.
Make that a motion.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,799.
For 12 feet?
For 12 feet. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And again, aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,799 is approved. Okay.